people in an editing.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Simmons, and today we have a different guest in how you're on here and what our topic's going to be, because I haven't really done a PSA kind of interview where we're going to be talking about, like, you know, chronic illness, a lot of things that go into that and living with it. But my special guest, Morgan Lynn, is on the podcast today. How are you, Morgan?
I'm good. That's my middle name, but I'm good.
I don't know your last name because I've only known Morgan Lynn, but what is your last name if you...
My last name Shepherd, but...
Shepherd?
Fine. Yeah, Shepherd.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You don't publicize your last name on social media, I guess.
Not much, no.
Right. Which, I guess, like goes into, like, the first question of the day before we get into, like, anything too serious. You have kind of... like a big social following on, like, Instagram, TikTok, all that. Like, when did all of that start for you?
It started, like, I would say 2019. I was with a friend. I had taken a photo. I wasn't doing well, and I just poured my heart out into this one post, and at first I didn't let anyone into this page that didn't know me, because I was afraid that as people found out that I was sick, they would not accept me. But as time went on, and I figured out that, like, oh my gosh, there's so many people that are so kind, I started opening up, and I found more and more people in the chronic illness community, and then just meeting friends through friends, and I have met so many wonderful people through the internet now, including me,
which our encounter had nothing to do with chronic illness at all, but nonetheless, here we are. And you know, you talk about pouring your heart, which is something that you do quite often. When did you, like, hone in on being so transparent online? Because that's, to be honest with you, that's not a thing. I mean, I've been on the internet, and I think, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, so I'm only 2 years older than you, but, like, still, the level of transparency that I've witnessed on the internet has been minuscule to none, because the internet is a place to, you know, portray yourself as the best version of yourself. And you have kind of taken upon yourself to really just be full transparency, full disclosure. You know, life, it kind of sucks sometimes, but nonetheless, putting your best foot forward. When do you not do that? Like, do you have an off button with, like, not sharing so much of what's going on in your life, or is it just on automatic?
My friends, the ones that are very close to me, often tell me, like, Morgan, here's your off button, because, girl, you need one sometimes, but I hate to break it. There's no off button. I think the only time I am not transparent is maybe not too long ago, when I would meet someone new that I was interested in romantically, I would keep from them that I was sick, because I had someone in my life telling me, no, you wait till you get to know them, and then you break it to them. And I was like, no, I don't want that to be how it is. Like, I want someone who's going to love me fully and nothing else. And so I've decided that, like, right off the bat, I mean, at the first date, I will be straight up with you. I'll be like, look, I'm chronically ill, but I'm in remission. I have a pretty good following. Like, I share my story, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty transparent about it.
All right. So with all that being said, I guess going into how that started, when did you figure out that you had a chronic illness, which I guess I never really knew too much about it until I started following you. I had some idea of what went into having a chronic illness and how it is labeled as an invisible disease because you can't really see the effects of it. And I honestly have my own version of that in type 1 diabetes, but probably not on the level of seriousness and how much care goes into making sure that you're okay. But when did that journey start for you, and when does it turn into what it is today?
So first, I just want to put it out there that I hate hearing you say, like, oh, like, mine isn't as bad, because, like, it's just as valid, and it is invisible, and so, like, I get you, and know, yeah, like, I might be in the hospital more often, but, like, struggles still valid. Basically, I found out that I was chronically ill 16.
Okay.
It was in 2016. I was 16. I was just a girl going to high school. And all of a sudden, I started having pain after every single meal. And I just hid it. I didn't tell anyone, including my family. Mm-hmm. And then, and I hid it for a couple months until I started spiking about 103 degree fevers. It got to a point where my family had to put me in an ice water bath because that's how high my temperature was. And I was like, okay, look, like, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And my primary care, and she referred me to a GI because she was like, I have no idea, Morgan. I went to a GI, I got some tests done, and not too soon after, I went into an appointment and I came down a changed person.
Wow. And I guess for the people that aren't typically, like, educated on what that means, like, what are some of the symptoms, or, like, what is the cause of this? Like, what specifically is your disease? I guess I'm asking.
So I have Crohn's disease.
Okay.
It's an autoimmune disease, meaning there's nothing wrong with my intestines. The problem is actually in my immune system. So the easiest way that I can explain it to you is my immune system goes, oh my gosh, there's an intruder, we gotta attack it. And it attacks my intestines, causing issues. Like, it causes inflammation, and the inflammation is what causes the issues. Yeah, there's nothing, like, wrong with my intestines. It's autoimmune disease, which is why we take immunosuppressants, because it makes our immune system almost non-existent. So it's like it's calmed down and it can't attack as much. Does that make sense?
Right.
And what are the first steps as a 16-year-old? And when do you start, like, getting closer to normal? As you're 21 years old, like, what, like, just take me through the journey, just go through it.
I mean, it's been a roller coaster, so let's do this.
Yeah.
So 16, I had just gotten my diagnosis. I had no idea what it was. I remember running into McDonald's where my brother was working at the time, crying in tears, running behind the counter, and they told me to get out, and I said no, like, I need my brother. And he cried with me in the parking lot. And after that, I went back to school, acted like nothing happened. I remember having this one, like, report card from my junior year English teacher. And it said something like, Morgan has good, like, potential, but her work ethic is, like, on and off, like, it's unstable. So some days I would feel great and I would pour everything I had into my work. And other days, the work wouldn't come to school with me. It wouldn't be done. I would be a wreck. But I did hide it pretty well. Like, I think throughout this, I've figured out how to hide things very well. And
before you go on, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, like, what contributed to you vigorously hiding the fact that you had Crohn's disease? Like, was it embarrassment? Was it just a sheer fact that you didn't want anybody in your business? What really went into you doing that?
I was terrified. I didn't know anyone that was like me. I think when you're in high school, you'll do anything to fit in and just be seen as normal, and I was already different. I mean, a year prior, I had been in a wheelchair, and I was relearning how to walk, and I had already been out of school for half of that year. So the last thing I wanted was to be different again. So I hid it pretty well. The only people that may have known would have been my teachers, but I don't quite remember if they figured out until senior year.
Gotcha. And I totally interrupted you in your like journey. So if you want to continue going on about it, you should pick off where you left off.
Yeah. So, that was 16, 17 rolled around and, well, let me go back. So yeah. 16 for that. I remember being in English and my teacher asking me, Morgan, like, what class do you see yourself in next year? And I said, normal English. You know, like, I can't handle anything more. I don't think I'm good enough for anything more. Mm-hmm. And she was working, like, I think you can handle AP. So 12th grade was my first year of having an AP course. And I passed it with a C, just barely. Yeah. Just barely. But I did it.
Yeah.
And senior year was rough. I mean, there were so many days that I couldn't go to school. Like, I was just in so much pain. I was depressed. If I did go to school, I'm going to be real honest. I was that girl wearing the same pair of sweatpants for a week, and I did not care. I sat in the library and ate lunch by myself. I isolated myself. That's how my high school went. I didn't have a typical high school experience. I had one friend that I still talk to this day. And she was a grade below me, and I would see her on the weekend. But other than that, and 18 rolled around, I still wasn't on any immunosuppressants because prior to turning 18, my parents said, no, you're not going on them. They're too big of a risk. 18 rolled around. A girl I went to high school with passed away that was on Humira. And it scared me because Humira was what I was going to be put on. And I was just terrified. So, like, I didn't know her very well, but just the story, finding out that she had Crohn's and just what the medication that she was on, it just like scared me. So yeah. I didn't go. 29th round, I'm not on immunosuppressants, but I go to see my grandmother in Florida. And I am quite literally glued to my heating pad. So it was my grandma's 90th birthday, and I'm in the party with a heating pad and running to the bathroom and vomiting, which is where I realized, like, Morgan, you can't keep living like this. You need help. And so I called the Humira nurse, and I said, can we set an appointment for the day I get back? She said, yeah. I got back. I had my first infusion. That's how that started. Mm. 2018 also, it was 3 months long. It's where I met my best friend and also one of my favorite people in the entire world. Her name is Liz. But that was like a whole ordeal filled with like NG tubes. And it wasn't the greatest experience, but... Mm. Happened. So 19 rolls around. I'm on Humira. I'm doing pretty well for a while. But 2020 rolls around and we figure out that I have a bowel obstruction. And I was in the middle of the ocean on a cruise with this obstruction, just living life and like it was nothing. And when we got back, I went to the doctor, like I'd say like 5 months later. Because of COVID, and he was like, Morgan, you have an obstruction. And within 2 days, I was in the hospital getting a bowel resection because I was in danger of my intestines literally rupturing and causing sepsis, which is a very aggressive, I think it's like a bloodstream infection or like, it's very aggressive and it can kill you.
Yeah.
I don't really know about
it. Yeah.
So within 2 days, getting that surgery, it was COVID. So I went into the hospital No one came with me. I went in there with a huge duffel bag, probably the size of me. And at this point, I was just ready for the surgery. I didn't care that it was a surgery. I was in so much pain that when I woke up from surgery, I was in like, the surgical pain didn't even feel like anything. It felt like nothing. And when I woke up, my GI came in to see me and he said, Morgan, like the Crohn's is gone. Like it's in remission. So if you stay on your Stelara, which will keep your immune system at bay, the Crohn's should be okay. And I've been on Stelara and I was doing okay until May of this year, which is quite creepy because I got the same exact surgery a year and one day after the one that I was just telling you about, which is really weird, but wow. I'm doing really well. That's okay. Kind of how we got.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of information, a lot of surgeries, a lot of pain, a lot of that. What, because I know you are an incredible mental health advocate because you kind of have to be if you're going to be putting yourself to through so much duress. When did you, because, you know, you tell me about how you're hiding it and how terrified you are. I know that's not a contributor to a good mental health basis. When do you start to prioritize your mental health and your regular health in a fashion that you do it nowadays? Because I know you're into therapy and all that stuff.
I think in regards to my life, I have not taken care of myself mental health wise until I reached a breaking point in March, which was about the time that I met you. It really had to do with my Crohn's disease, but I ended up in a psych ward and I tried to take my life, and that's where I figured out that, like, oh my gosh, this is not how I want things to go. This is be, and it's gonna be different when I get out of here. And when I got out, I was getting so many DMs from my followers being like, Morgan, are you okay? Like, there were rumors in my DMs, like really bad things about me and Kay. So I got on my Instagram live and I explained everything because I wanted to clear everything up. I was like, here's where I've been for 2 weeks, why I'm where I am. This is why I'm back in Maryland. And that kind of just like opened the door to me being more open about mental health, because once I started, I didn't want to stop because I got such a response from you guys, like saying, oh my God, thank you, Morgan, for sharing this. I've never felt less alone after reading this. And so I feel like it just needs to be talked about more. And I'm still struggling, but yeah. I'm in a better place than I was.
Right. And to be still struggling is normal. We're all humans and we're still trying to figure this shit out, to be quite frank with you. And I don't know. I've been kind of watching from the sidelines more, if not anything, just watching you tackle it online, which is, I got to tell you, it's new territory for me to see somebody do that, because typically that's done in the privacy of their own lives. But you seem to be not only helping yourself, but helping people that are probably going through the exact same thing. And you showcasing it in the way that you do. Although real as hell, I think that's probably helping somebody who's probably younger than you going through something very similar. So I commend you for it. And it's brave, really, because like to be so transparent on an app like Instagram, where the possibility of someone like just tearing you apart as far as bullying goes, like I it's courageous, really.
I think that being transparent does have its downsides. I'm scared.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but what would the downsides of that be?
Yeah, so it has downsides, like sharing so much. Like, I don't you guys are so invested in where I am now. It's like there's no going back. And I feel like it's sometimes it's just a lot to handle when I'm going through stuff like myself. But then I kind of sit and I'm like, I want this to all be for something. Like, I want to help someone with my story because I can't change what happened to me, but maybe I can change it for someone else. And so the good kind of outweighs the downsides. And you guys have been nothing but so supportive to me. And that is so, like, that means so much to me. I could have never asked for anything better.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about the downsides. What do you think would alleviate you from not experiencing those downsides? Because a possible resolution would be to have possibly a little bit more privacy in your life, which would be okay because you're a human being and privacy is definitely an important thing. Could you see yourself not sharing as much in the future? Or is that just something that you think is a part of your identity?
Maybe, but at this point in time, I'm really liking where things are going. I'm enjoying the hell out of sharing my story and seeing all your DMs saying, oh, thank you for being a light. Thank you for helping me through today. You're the reason I'm still here. Like, that fills my heart. You guys are literally my purpose. And sometimes even it's not so much about sharing it with you guys. It's like when I'm in crisis, I can literally go back and read my posts and say, Morgan, like, look what you wrote here. Like, you're going to be okay. Like, you're going to be okay. Like, look at everything you've been through and you're still okay. Like, you're going to be okay. And so now, enter to you guys, but it serves as a good thing to me too.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So aside, because something that I always read when you read about like invisible diseases such as your own is like, it's something that I live with, but like it doesn't define me. And I think part of it not defining you is, you know, knowing that you have a regular life aside from it. So aside from your Crohn's disease, which can quite frankly kiss my ass, what is Morgan? You said you're Shepherd. Shepherd was your last name. I'm going to call you Morgan Lynn. I'm sorry. It rolls off the tongue a little bit better. But Morgan Lynn, aside from Crohn's disease, who are you? Like, what's life and what has it been like and what's your story?
I think that Crohn's is my story, but it's only a piece of me. Like, it's only a piece of who I am and my life, and it's a pretty big piece. But outside of Crohn's, who am I? I think my friends would describe me, I think describe me as really outgoing. I'm very quiet around people that I'm just getting used to because it takes me some time to trust. But with those that I'm very comfortable around, like you and Kay and my best friends and just the people that I love, I'm so outgoing and bubbly and quite ADHD.
Yeah.
But I'm full of so much life. And I have dreams to be a sonographer one day in obstetrics, like taking imaging on pregnant women. And I love Disney. I'm a small business owner. I am a dog mom. I am a daughter. I am a sister. I'm so much more than the Crohn's, and I'm sure I'm so much more than all of that. But
I love that. And to be full of affirmation in the end of this interview, you are more than Crohn's disease. And quite frankly, watching your journey on accident, the way we met, I would say it's low-key accidental because I didn't even know you had Crohn's disease until like, I think, 2 days later, just going through your Instagram. But watching and seeing all of that has been really inspirational, aside from the disease part. Just seeing you be so open and so free to talk about your experience has been really cool to see. And I'm just proud of you in general, because It takes a different kind of human being to be like, this is my life, take it how you will, but here's how I'm going to take two steps in the right direction. And you've done that, full disclosure. So
I want to say thank you for being proud of me. And sure. I really don't think that needs to be like commended. Like, I think it should be something that happens more often. And also, I just want to touch on how we met.
Go for it.
I was living out in Michigan with a good friend of mine, and me and her were up at like 3 a.m. I think, and we were on Omegle, which is like
a bad way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Damn. And we were on Omegle, which is a site where you meet strangers, and we were seeing a lot of weird stuff. But then Devin popped up, and he made us laugh, and he told me that I have the voice of a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, you did. Oh my god, I forgot about that. You low-key still do. Like, it's kind of funny. But you were telling me to say that you had the sound of a kindergarten teacher. I was like, yeah, you low-key do, and the more that you say it.
Because the person prior to you was like, are you a kindergarten teacher? Like, you sound like one. And I was so impressed about it that the next person I got on the call with, I was like, my man's.
Why were you impressed about it? That's low-key a compliment, I think.
I don't know.
But yeah, when was that? March?
March, yeah.
Damn. I'm glad, nonetheless, that we met each other and mm-hmm. met Kay.
She's amazing.
Kay is the sweetest. She's the best. But nonetheless, if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be here having an interview about everything you've gone through, which thank you for coming on and talking about this, because, again, you just proved that, yeah, we can just talk about it. And it's not that big of a fucking deal, but it also at the same time is like something that is a big deal to somebody who really is embarrassed or terrified or really not really certain on what's next. And you kind of have become a beacon of hope in that, you know, nothing happens. It's going to be okay. You're going to progress and it's going to be all right. Are you crying?
Make me cry. Stop.
Pause. I was like, why is she? You're okay. You can cry. You cry online all the time, which is something that is also really cool about you, just showing all of the emotions, not hiding certain ones, but showing a range of them. Because we wouldn't be human beings if we didn't show it, you know? So I'm really, really glad that we got to talk about this and have an episode for anybody to come to and, you know, see that, you know, the 16-year-old girl that went through it is 21 and is still powering through it in a really, really great way. So thanks for coming on, Morgan.
Of course.
Are you okay?
No, you freaking made me cry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to do the waterworks thing. I was just being appreciative.
It's like 9:45 in the morning. This is the third time I've cried already. I'm having a rough go of it today.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I mean, good cries.
Okay, good. So, I guess that's going to be the end of it. But do you have anything else to offer to the people with Crohn's disease or not Crohn's disease? Anything you'd like to say to close out the interview?
I think 16-year-old me would be like so freaking proud to see like how much I've done, but also like just don't give up on yourself, because like hard work pays off, and like no matter what, like fight for yourself, like fight like hell, because it gets you places, gets you where you need to be.
Awesome. Love that message. Morgan, once again, thank you for coming on the podcast. So once again, thank you for coming on, and I hope you have a great day.
Of course. Season.